This is Connected, a presentation of the St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, LuSelec. This week we discuss smart meters, an advanced new system that has revolutionized the way electricity meters are read and monitored. Years after the technology was first introduced here, how is it working and how has it impacted customers? We'll talk to Gilroy Pulte, LuSelec's Manager of Transmission and Distribution. The introduction of LuSelec's advanced metering infrastructure heralded a new day for meter reading in St. Lucia. The new sophisticated smart meter, as it is called, with its superior capabilities, is expected to significantly boost the company's service to the public. It allows for meters to be monitored and read remotely from inside LuSelec's offices at Cul-de-sac. It also enables the company to capture more information about a customer's electricity usage, leading to a more proactive response to potential problems. The Advanced Metering Infrastructure Project, or AMI, was first introduced at the end of 2008. Gilroy Pulte is LuSelec's Transmission and Distribution Manager.
The company had moved into digital meters almost 10 years ago, and one of the primary reasons for the use of digital meters is that more data is available from those meters. So 10 years ago, we had made a decision that for our larger customers, we would use digital meters because we wanted to have more information in relation to the consumption patterns, that if there was a query on the consumption, we would be able to assist them in dealing with the queries or even helping them in conserving and taking decisions that would reduce their consumption. But the meters that you're referring to have been, we started to install them 3 years ago. And there are really two reasons that we decided to use them. One is that they're more accurate in that they don't have any moving parts. But the other one was to allow us to work towards building a smart grid where we can read the meters remotely and obtain a lot more information on consumption patterns and be able to make decisions on how we can improve the overall efficiency of the system based on data we get from those meters right in the office.
The first phase of the AMI project involved replacing existing meters with the more sophisticated meter in select communities in Castries. In addition to improved customer service, the new smart meter has helped to make billing queries much faster and can help customers better manage their electricity usage and take steps to manage consumption. Mr. Pulte says the new meter is a major upgrade from the old mechanical ones.
The major difference is that the meter has no moving parts. The electromechanical meters that we use in the past work based on moving parts. These meters do not have any moving parts, and that is why they remain more accurate for much longer. In fact, my view is that they remain accurate until they fail totally. Unlike an electromechanical meter, which slows down with age and can become very inaccurate after 5 to 10 years. There is also another difference in that the electromechanical meters begin to measure consumption at a much higher level of consumption. It actually starts to register consumption at 25 watts as compared to the digital meters, which begins to measure at 5 watts at a much lower level. So that makes them much more accurate in terms of measuring consumption.
While the new meter brings tremendous benefits to customers, some customers are concerned that it may have caused an increase in their electricity bills. Mr. Pulte says there are two reasons which can help to explain this.
The meter population really was on average 10 years old, and so I would say the primary reason for persons experiencing an increase in consumption is because the meter that was replaced really was not accurate and had slowed down with age. The other contributing factor is the fact that they begin to meter consumption at a much lower level.
Mr. Pulte adds that before they were rolled out across the country, the smart meters were checked and approved by the St. Lucia Bureau of Standards.
The few cases that have actually come up before the Bureau, in every single case, other reasons than the accuracy of the meter have been the reasons why the consumption was high. The Bureau has approved of every single meter that is used on our system, although the Bureau now has expectations of a more rigorous set of tests on those meters, which we are pursuing currently, but the meters that we have had have gone for some basic testing, and the Bureau has approved of those.
The new smart meters are a global standard that is being introduced to St. Lucia. So far, an estimated 50% of all households have been fitted with the new devices. LuSelec expects to continue to roll out the smart meters until every meter connection on the island has been made smart. That's where we come to the end of Connected today. Remember, we'd love to hear from you, so send us your emails or suggestions at connected@luselec.com or call us at 457-4400 with your feedback. Connected is a presentation of the St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, LuSelec. I'm Roger Joseph.